We welcome our guest, Robert Townsend. Robert, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, it is a pleasure and to talk to an icon as yourself. Man.
I've been blessed, man. Only thing I can say is that God has really blessed me, man. I've been able to make movies and television shows. So, you know, thank you for having me.
Let me ask you this. Let's go back a little bit. When you did your first movie, Hollywood Shuffle, did you ever think you would be where you are today?
You know what? I had no idea that, you know, I just feel so blessed, I got to tell you, because I'm a kid that comes out of the ghetto. My family, we were on welfare. My mother raised four kids on her own, you know. And so when I think in terms of all the obstacles and everything that could have, you know, I could not do what I do now. Yeah. You know, so I know that, you know, it wasn't me. I mean, that's why this new show is so important, you know, the Musical Theater of Hope, because it's about giving people hope, you know. And I think sometimes, especially when you come from the ghetto, you don't see a lot of, you know, positive things sometimes. And, you know, now we're at a point where a lot of negative images are being planted in these kids' heads. So, you know, I mean, if you're in the ghetto and you're a little kid, you're going to get it in the music, you're going to get it in the reality shows. And so somebody got to do something different. And that's what my hope is with this program.
Speaking of hope, for those who don't remember, tell us, take us back to when you started that Hollywood Shuffle thing with the credit cards. Tell us all about that.
When I first began in Hollywood, the only roles that, you know, I was auditioning for were slaves and pimps and hey. Drug dealers, you name it. And I was really fed up, and I decided to do something about it. And I decided to make my first movie, and that first movie launched a lot of careers. That was the first time the world saw Damon Wayans, Keenan Ivory Wayans, John Weatherspoon. A lot of people came out of that movie. And basically, I decided to make my own movie. I did it, you know, for like $100,000, and I had ran out of money at one point, and I charged it on credit cards. And I became a part of Hollywood legend because I was the first guy to make a movie on a credit card. And the movie was done for about, you know, $100,000 and some change. And then it went on to gross about $10 million. So at the time, that was huge for a little bitty baby movie. And the movie was all about images and how black people are portrayed on screen and, you know, just the negative stuff. And, you know, it was the thing that, you know, that movie took me around the world. I went to Paris and Germany and Norway. And it was just, you know, again, because my vision to say something about what was wrong, you know, and that's what continues now as I continue to create, like with this new show on the Gospel Music Channel. It's, you know, it's called the Musical Theater of Hope, and it gets back into those same themes of family and what are we doing and how do we make change.
Why, after all the things that you've done, why give back and do something like what you're doing on the Gospel Music Channel?
Well, because the one thing I got to tell you, when I was a kid, I just remember my mother playing gospel music on Sunday, and it would always lift my spirit. It always made me feel better. And, you know, for me as an artist, you know, I got to continue to reach people. I got to continue to help, because it's not enough to say, hey, I'm famous, you know, I live good, my life is great. It's like, well, how do I help that other person that needs that maybe has given up? And if they're watching television, all that stuff on the news, if you watch the news enough, you'll get the swine flu. You know what I mean? Because
right.
There's so much negativity. So then I got to go, how do I do something about it? So then I created this show called The Musical Theater of Hope. And I reached out to my partner. I created a company called Belltown Productions. It's a partnership with myself and Bishop Eddie L. Long from Atlanta, New Birth. And we partnered together to create this program. And then we went to the Gospel Music Channel, and they said, we love it. And this is going to be our very first show. And if people really tune in, they'll order more shows. And so we just, you know, this is something that we're trying to do the right thing. He wants to take back the airwaves like I do. And again, you know, we want to give something positive to that community out there.
We will be looking for that. Now, when will that air?
It airs on the Gospel Music Channel this Sunday, October 25th. Now it airs different times, so it's like 8 o'clock. Is it 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time? I don't know what time zone you're on.
Yeah, we're Eastern.
Yeah, so it airs at 8 o'clock, and then it's going to air again at 8:30 because it's a half an hour show, but it's really powerful. I mean, I got some incredible singers that are a part of the show, and I discovered them, and then I have an appearance by one of my good friends, Mr. Howard Hewitt, and he's going to be singing this, you know, incredible song. But it's acting, it's theater, and it's incredible music. But it's this Sunday on the Gospel Music Channel at 8 o'clock, and again at 8:30.
Let me take you back a little bit because I'm a Robert Townsend fan. I am. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. A Soldier Story. Man, what acting did you do in that? You were great. Tell us about doing A Soldier Story.
A Soldier Story was a movie that changed my life. That was the first time I got to play a human being, you know, like a real person. And it was me. It was Denzel Washington. It was David Alan Grier. It was Howard Rollins, who since passed, and Adolf Caesar. And if you haven't seen the movie, you know, it came out in the 80s. It's a murder mystery about, you know, our captain gets killed and everybody's trying to figure it out. And it was directed by Norman Jewison, who directed Hurricane with Denzel. And it was just my first time doing a quality movie. We got nominated for Academy Awards. And it just really changed my life, and it made me want to be a filmmaker. But, you know, we just had a great time, and I had known Denzel since our days in New York, but that was the first time we worked together, and then we worked together again when we did The Mighty Quinn. But we just had a ball. I think A Soldier Story changed my life because it was well-written, it was well-directed, and, you know, we just had fun.
Our guest, Robert Townsend. Robert, one of my favorites, The Five Heartbeats.
Oh, you gonna go there? You gonna go there? All right. Hey, I got the Five Heartbeats. Well, let me tell you this: the Five Heartbeats came out of when I was a kid. The Temptations broke up, and it really affected me.
Wow.
Because I just remember loving the Temptations, and then when they broke up, I was like, why are they breaking up? They the best group ever. Oh, my God. And something stayed in my head was they sing all these love songs, but do they really have love in their lives? And so as I got older and became a filmmaker, I said, you know what? I want to do a story about a singing group. And I reached out to the Dells. I reached out to the Temptations. And then the Dells, you know, from Chicago, and they were like, you know, oh, we got stories. And I sat with them. I talked with David Ruffin. I talked to Eddie Kendricks, you know, and they all gave me different things, and it began to shape the movie. And the funny thing is that, you know, like last year, the movie was voted by AOL Black Voices as the number one black movie of all time.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, my, are you kidding me? And they were like, people were like, I love that movie. And I got to tell you, we had so much fun, you know, just doing the movie, that the fact that, you know, right now it still holds up and people love it. Like the woman last night, you know, when I was leaving the hotel, she was like, you know, oh, I watched that movie. Me and my family watch it every Thanksgiving. I was like, really? She was like, yeah. And she knew every word. She was like, my office hours are. And she started doing the whole movie.
Hey.
In the lobby of the hotel, like Eddie Kane Jr., dang! I was like, oh, my God, you do know the movie. But, no, that was one, again, where I didn't even have auditions. Let me just tell you, you know, how God works.
Wow.
I didn't have auditions or anything. I would meet actors, and I would say, okay, Leon, you're going to be my brother. Michael Wright, you're going to play Eddie King Jr. Harry Lennox, you're going to be Dresser. And then Harold Nicholas of the Nicholas Brothers, I said, you're going to be Sarge. And I just, you know, I didn't even have them read a script. I just said, that's the part you're playing. Let's go to work.
Man, what a movie.
Thank you.
You mentioned, you know, you've always talked about family and even doing your TV show, your family, a family show, okay? How important is family to Robert Townsend?